Blog Talk Radio.
And our show today is Community Shield. What's happening? And everything that's going on, I mean, we don't know from one day to the next what's going on. So that's why we call it. With all the new things that are coming into the news lately, in particular about, again, we're not nurses, we're not doctors. So, you know, what they're talking about with, in particular, the vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson, the one day, shelf stable, they're pulling it for right now because they're having some issues with it. And it's just a reminder to us, people are meeting us, because you can't depend on a vaccine, you can't depend on anything. Your body, I was watching this old documentary about it, and the lady ended up saying, you have one vessel to go through a journey with. She said, could you imagine it being like you've got one canteen to hold your wall, punching it, you're scraping it, I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or I you know, this, that, and the other. Why are you picking the only vessel you have? It's not like you can go to the store and get another one. Like, I don't like this. No, if she's chubby and there's somebody that'll love it, believe me, I know. You're going to be fine. So the best thing for us to do is to review the community. So let's go through, since you have just the scientific portion, let's go through that really quick. And
we need to start with our mother.
Oh, I was ready to go.
Yeah, no,
I was ready to go,
like,
guys.
It's a good introduction to the body, right? Yes, you know, and so. And everything we do, I mean, the three of us here, I mean, first we do everything onto the moon, and then onto our families, and everything. Mm-hmm. You have your priorities right, and everything is lined up in life.
As I got to from my business, I hear that. It takes this. For me, it just took it to a relationship even more intimate. And so, we've got Hebrews 12:22. And the reason, guys, that I chose this scripture is because so many of our moments and transitions in the world. And so, we have to understand that, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. You know? I mean, this place is not our place. Where we reside here, according to the Word of God, experientially we are here, but positionally we are like, you know, like it says in Hebrews 12:1-2, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, lover of our soul, the founder and perfecter of the faith, who for the joy that is set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand.
I'm going to read it in Spanish. Hebrews again, 12:1-2. Por tanto, nosotros también, teniendo un derredor nuestro tan grande, muy efectivo. Escogémonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos espera, y corramos con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante. Puesten los ojos en Jesús, el autor y consumador de la fe, el cual por el gozo puesto delante de él sufrió la cruz, menospreciando los propios y se sentó a la diestra del trono. Well, I'm gonna read a little bit of what the immune system is. The immune system and the lymphatic system work together. The immune system and the lymphatic system work closely together to protect the body from harmful pathogens. This system includes the white blood cells, bone marrow, the spleen, cancer, antibodies, and the thymus, lymph. A healthy immune system response consists of the body's ability to properly identify the pathogens and engage in a series of responses, and that's what your body wants to fight. and there's something in your body that doesn't need to be there, that's when you want your body's immune system to be strong enough to combat that. And I was reading further on, and it says that, I mean, you can tell something is wrong by the color of your nails, or the color of your skin, but the color of different things on your body. And, you know, like I always say, I mean, when you live in Maine, like me and I do a lot of times, you know when something's going on in your body and something's coming clean, okay? And I know immediately, okay, let me go get this or that before it hits. Because once it hits, oh, it takes longer to get better. So that's the same way with your body. If you feel that something, you need to pay attention to your body.
You need to listen. Mm-hmm. It may be something small, but if you do not pay attention to it, it can evolve into something.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about the teeth a little bit later. And I have a testimony in that. It's like, you got to be careful. We'll talk about the teeth.
So, right now, a lot of people are having, in conjunction with issues going on with COVID or anything else, or now we're talking about different strains and other respiratory we're already compromised with what's going on, any little thing that comes on can hurt us. So, or can give us harder than it has been. And I'll tell you, the last couple of days for me, allergies hit to the point where I got. But I was, and you know for me, I because every time I go, so I definitely called my doctor, and my doctor said, all right, I want you to take go home. Okay, everything will work, and she can get it back on you. Okay, so this is like a freezer size gallon bag, and I have some TVs in here so that the people that are watching this online can see the color. And you take it and fill just a small amount. I would say about I will admit to me by what. Okay, you see, this non-teacher over here next to me. Yeah, I would say about an inch of a bag. And your hook's about this much. So, I mean, so put it 5 minutes on, 10 minutes off. 10 minutes on, 5 minutes off. And you can do that with like a washcloth over the top of your head. And where I put it was, for those that are listening, just over the bridge of my nose and onto my eyes. And so I got a little bit on my forehead and a little bit on my cheek. And this is going to help you with your allergies. Now, mind you, I feel like I've been sick in the face. And I did the sensitive tactics with me. And when I work law enforcement, and it did get sick in the face. And it does feel a lot like that. Man, I drink it and go to tonic in my back. And, like, I know, what's it going to do? One sleep. But he told me, he said, this will only work. He said, I'm not sure if this will work. He said, but this only works with people that have a good, solid immune. He said, if you don't have anything else in the background really, truly bothering you, he said, then this will work for you. And he told me, but you know, you have nothing. And so it's kind of a toss-up unless you've got your immune well controlled. And I And he said, but you don't take any medicine for me. So, maybe this is probably not. And mind you, I think children are supposed to be inside.
But we don't care.
Yes, we don't care. I always make sure that you get there. And I don't take real heavy. And I keep them eating. I eat very well. And I look like I And so, and I'm clean to eat well. And he said, well, good. And you know the work? It's helping my immune system is working. And not just and like everybody else.
And
mine's working over and doing well.
That's our goal. And you know, with Botera, I mean, we the parents made or just started making like a real tool for a product
that's right.
And their pill is especially made for allergies. And you know, I don't get allergies maybe once or twice in the past this year, and they're very mild. And I just got them, so that's why I understand what you would have done.
Seriously, I don't get allergies. You know,
I do, but it's very mild. All the time is very mild. But some oils that are great for allergies, and of course we only use those there, and they're so pure that you can even take them internally. Is lavender purified? Black Roman chamomile, asparagus, blue tansy, centiprin, grease, and these are all peppermint, lemon, these are for it's all these oils that you can keep using at home. It cleans your atmosphere at home, and it just helps you if you have allergies.
Yeah, when you're looking at it, a lot of the citrus,
the lemon, the lime, the grapefruit, the fresh
tangerine.
What's our oil of the month?
Lime.
Yeah.
And I use lime and everything. Food with it. I cook with it. And then chicken soup with our Italian blend oil. That is one that was the first day we did sales. However, I know that my body wants to do what it needs to do without some kind of food. And that's another thing. You know, I went to my regular doctor, my monitoring staff, and she told me, she said, you know what gets me is these people that would be, and you know she wasn't talking about that one. She had a real silent thing. She's just looking at you like, confess your sins.
And yeah, she's just writing.
Just good
stuff. We go to the same doctor.
We go to the same doctor.
Just writing. Okay, and ask you questions.
She got some killer shoes, let me tell you. Thank you. Yes, I did. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know, right? Right, we do. So she said, you know, and I just said, she says, you know, people that refuse to take their medicine on time, oh, I'll get it later. She said, those are the people. So she said, did you mix it in your middle day? In the middle of the day with medicine? And I said, yeah, she did. She said, you've got to understand this idea that we have, she said, especially in America, we're going to look late. I don't even think that I'm so strong. I should take, no, this is here for you. And she made sure to say, make sure you take care of yourself.
You know what, the trick is to be consistent.
they spend a good semester, I know it's not a lot, but it's something about natural supplementation. And with pharmacists, too, they really want, when you are, how do you put it, when you know that you've got some knowledge on top of it, that someone goes to everybody else, you're kind of like, yo, do you see me? Like, I don't know. That's how pharmacists are. Everybody will go to every other doctor, every other medical professional, and the pharmacist is going, I specialize in what you could do.
Well, and I was going to say, do you have any doubts if you think that something is not right with the medication?
Mm-hmm.
Some people take a lot of medication. Bring all that stuff to your pharmacist, yeah. And they can check if one of the medications you're taking with the other one.
Right.
Yeah, they are the experts. Sometimes the doctors don't know that you're taking one thing or another, or you see several doctors, and if there's not enough communication there, and you're taking a medication that is basically hurting you.
And that's why they tell you
where in your list of your medications.
Yes. The doctor is the one who is. Can you imagine? Let's say, imagine this, my mother's listening. You have one child, two child, three child. Imagine having 600 children. You can remember every little thing about those children. My doctor, my PCP, has over 600 patients. And he does a great job of remembering. However, I can't expect him to. That's why I come to, here's another visual, I brought my visual aid today. So he went on the radio, what I brought is a notebook, and his friend says, all you need is love and coffee. And there's more you need, but that's what it's like. So it's a very small,
I agree.
This is a thin, small, dollar store book. I'm not going to tell you. But if you bring that with you, just stick it in your purse. Now, the little flips that they used to call the cops, the little flips in their flip bag. Take those, throw it in your car, throw it in your purse, and every time you go to the doctor, pull it back. When you make it something new to add, something taken away, draw them on, add them on then. It will help you so much because working in the pharmacy, and they'll go, here they are. And especially it was the elderly people.
I love
elderly people. I love the older community because they come in and they go, here's my bag, and whack. Can you give me 10 minutes? Oh, sure. While you're doing whatever. You know what? Blah, blah, blah. They love to be heard and to be seen. You know, a smile goes a long way. And in the mask era, again, be the only communication that they interaction with in the whole day. So they'll come in and they'll bring everything and go, wait a minute. You're taking three medications that interact with each other and so basically they make each other, they cancel each other out. And you're spending what? $500 a month on these three, and they're doing nothing for you, you see? So that's why it's so important to bring all these things in there. And your vitamins are safe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And with that said, I wanted to say that, you know, the power of antioxidants, they help fight oxidative stress. And also, these activated free radicals to promote heart health. And that's what we do. I mean, because to be honest, our foods are so depleted in our meat that you don't get sick. And you might buy organic, but then even then, you don't know. You really don't know.
You
don't. And again, with that said, we have a clock that I tell you, I have been on my clock for over 3 years now. It's our lifelong vitality. And let me tell you, the benefits of this clock is amazing. And just try not having it for a day or two, your body will say, all of a sudden you're like, why is this happening? Because it's a daily thing. Your machine, your body is a daily thing. So why do you think that you're going to be like,
I'm gonna put gas in my car once and it's going to run for my whole life.
Right. Is there something like that?
Daily thing. And you know, people, and we're all different, depending on how depleted your body is from these things that it needs. It may take a week, so that's why doTERRA gives you a 30-day money-back
I mean, your doctor will tell you, take your medicine, and I'll talk to you in 2 to 3 months in which one of these moments, especially ones that are, like, for your mental health. But you don't get any money back guarantee. It's spent. And this, I mean, at least here you can say, I took it. If it didn't work for you, I'll refund your money.
So and they give you 30 days, but normally any natural product that you're taking, our body takes 90 days to make a circle on your cells. You know? Yes. So I always tell people, give yourself 90 days, especially when you're taking something natural. And
but if you need the money back there. I mean, for them to
get it, it's because, because that's what I'm trying to say.
It works. They work. You're getting over $900
Now, I will tell you this. I had dealing with the customer service is for whatever reason, Purify is one of the oils that works absolutely wonderful in killing any kind of worm smell. And as somebody that's a pet owner of four or fur babies, somebody's going to pee somewhere they shouldn't. And if instead of, I used to buy like Odepan or whatever to kill it, and for whatever reason, I said, let me do this Purify and do this. Now mind you, follow me with the story. She's looking at me like, finish it, get it off. I have something else to say.
I know.
She's looking at the time. She's our time keeper. So I put the Purify, put in the spray bottle that I thought the spray bottle ready to go. And it's the thicker plastic, so it's the right plastic. You could use either the thicker plastic or the hard glass. And I just didn't have a glass. And so I went, let me do that. So I went to spray it, and I was like, so I'm wiping it up. Let me let it dry. I let it dry. I'm like, let me blow it out. So I put a fan. And then I called the Tara and I went, you know, this Purify really stinks. I didn't like it. It's just no problem. But I liked it. And she goes, well, how many times you take the bottle and you can give it to somebody else? It doesn't matter. Okay. Lo and behold, though, I go over and I'm wearing it. I pulled the spray bottle and I'm getting rid of it. She's like, wait, that's my Pine Sol bottle. No wonder. I was like, I had mixed the Purify with Pine Sol. So it's not like spray. It's not really bad. And so I called the lady back up and I said, look, you don't have to refund me because I did this and that and that. She goes, that's okay. She said, it's refunded. She said, don't worry about it. She goes, now you know what? The issue was that it resolved itself. That was the end of the call.
Well, and let me tell you that Purify, I mean, you can use it in, like, you can put a drop on your washing machine when you have something that is really, if you have somebody that works outside or I don't know.
I defuse it.
Yes, I defuse it.
Okay,
I love it. I defuse it. But it's clean. It just, it does what it says. It's Purify.
And you can insist it for me. No matter how you get it, but those things, Purify is one of those that's listed as an allergy. So this whole time, we had issues the last couple of days. I have people that have issues for months and months. I fly all over the place. I take my supplements. I fed myself well and I put my supplements in my food with using the oil for cooking oil as well. And
some steps for you to be able to increase your immune system, of course, is not smoking, but your diet. You know, a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables,
you know,
exercise.
I'm gonna get that one because, you know, so many people think that eating less is bad for you. No. I don't think I've got an apple hours to eat. Don't starve it.
I mean, you can go on the diet plans and they'll tell you, yeah, 6 more meals a day, and you're going, oh, I'm starving myself.
And it's just a little thing.
Yes.
It's what you eat.
Yeah, it's like my doctor would see that we had on last week. I said, okay, I feel fantastic. I've been on this program now 2 months in addition to our stuff. I said, I feel great. But now I need to get on the scale and have food. And she said, the longer your body's soul into distress things. Because you watch it on TV.
We're a microwave.
You can lose 25,000, 30, and so people are like so adamant about that, and you're shocking your body.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did Weight Watchers from 6 years ago, and I did lose the weight. So, but it's that mentality, because if you have to know what you're putting in your body. And I like vegetables, love vegetables and fruit. So instead of grabbing that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, go get yourself some vegetables that you can just be eating or
fruit. I gotta tell you this. I'm a smart and I've got to. Because, you know, so many people are going on Weight Watch, and nothing against those people, okay? The thing that you need to understand is this vessel that you have remembers your original weight before you started Weight Watchers. But guess what?
If you don't change
your lifestyle, your brain remembers what you started with, and it goes back to that.
And it takes a year. It takes at least a year.
These programs are great, but they're fast. No, 2 to 3 years. You got this. So the brain remembers that time.
And always wants to get back to this.
Always.
So that's why when you start losing weight, your goal is not going to be met until after a year of maintaining. And it's like I say, forget the word diet. I hate the word diet. It's a lifestyle.
Yes. You know, a lot of these issues I'm always doing, it's psychological. We're a microwave society. Oh. So we say, I want it. And I'll do this. I'll go, okay, here's a pizza, Pam. What? Here's a pizza. And he'll go, no. I said, let me just put it in the microwave. Because he says I can put it in the microwave. And my husband went, but it is better in the microwave. I said, but I want it now. And he goes, well, we don't think so. Well, the oven is 13, 15 minutes. And the microwave is 2. And he says, but it'll taste better when you get it from the oven.
It's like, hey, yeah.
So now I'm like, it goes in the oven. Everything goes in the oven. Because once I have it in the oven, I was like, it's not that great, but it'll do. Why is it that we feel the need to microwave everything in our lives and say it will do? God doesn't tell you that. He tells you to meditate, think on these things. He doesn't tell you, just think on it for 5 seconds, and that's enough Christianity for you. You're good. He doesn't do that. He tells you to meditate on things. He tells you to take your time with him. He tells you to meditate. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're quick to listen. So these are psychological things, but if we can get it there, that's where it starts.
Yes.
It doesn't start in your mouth, guys. It starts in your brain. You know?
Well, it is. Everything is psychological.
Right. At this point, I will tell you this. And this is my doctor kind of chastising me, Dr. John. Well, I mean, he is. He's just the most perfectly Jewish thing, right? However, he says to me, well, I just lost 32 pounds. So,
yay!
I said, oh, no, that's good. But, you know, he's just a little wish. He says, double chin is just, oh, my God. And he goes, mm-hmm. He said it was bigger before, and now it's smaller. Come on. And he goes, can you just walk for a minute and say, and enjoy the fact that you live in a house? Instead of finding something else to critique about yourself that you can't change. He said, I've seen pictures of your family. Has always had a little something going on here. He's very handsome. So, and it took 2 months. But me, it does not. Yeah, at least that's what I think. But the doctor told me, you got to celebrate these small things. Yeah. So my doctor isn't just my doctor's son, you know, it's not too bad. That, you know, man, take your pieces of wisdom where you can get them. And we usually look at them. She was very specific.
And I was going to say, just get rid of all that negative stuff and focus on the positive and keep going.
Right.
You know, that is your goal, but down the road, you know, enjoy what you have right now.
Exactly.
And keep going.
I enjoy the fact that I was able to get rid of a third of my wardrobe. Well, I'm going to start from
you want to lift your 100. I think that's your goal.
300.
Ah. Anyway, that's it.
Oh.
I just want to talk about the five ways to support yourself. One of them is slow down and stress less. Take steps to reduce stress. Breathing exercise. You know that when you go to Florida.
Read a good book.
Yeah. Do something that you
get in the Bible. Put in your praise and worship movie.
And this is something that people, you know, I mean, and I love people to go to the gym. That's your thing. That's okay. But, you know, you don't need all of that. The body says here that, you know, it says 30 minutes.
Every day.
Every day. If you can make it an hour, even better.
My doctor says it increase to an hour.
Right. The second one is eat a balanced meal. You know, the more colorful it is, and we eat, like, I have watched so much of my doctor Ortiz, and I mean, that girl's always with an apple, like an orange, every couple of hours, she's an
avocado, avocados are great for you.
She turned out in the trash can, and, thank you for that question. But Brianna is a dumpster for food. She will just eat. She's constantly
and she's a little thing like this. But that's the key. That's the key. You have to be eating all the time. And of course, all our metabolisms are different. But it's just like the vegetables are saying: an apple, an orange, celery. I don't know. I mean, broccoli.
And,
you know, whatever.
Let me tell you, we just say, we have a Tuesday Bible study at a box. And once everyone has eaten their dinner, I put a tray of donut meal and eat all celery, apples.
They said that's the dessert. I said eat it.
Yeah, and that is teaching us, and people are grabbing something to eat. Why do I do that?
It's almost good money. You're giving your brain something that they need, so they can absorb what is being taught,
and it's phenomenal. But God showed me that. He says, I don't want you to do cakes. I don't want you to do soup.
No, make sure that
I want you to do this. And now they go off on. That's why sometimes they need to buy, and they're alert, and it's like they're
well, you know, speaking to you, since I know that Dad will be the. Speaking is for the diabetics in the house. Look, if there's any problem on the planet, I've probably got it, so I'm in the process. But if you're diabetic, you don't think about food, a bit of a depressive mentality towards it, like, and then you think about it last minute, when your sugar has dropped, and you're cranky, and everybody cuts you off on the road, even though there's nobody on the road. It's all for fear. You know what I mean? But the mom is the one that thinks about packing stuff for Dad during the day, or making sure he has his shake in the morning with his supplements in it, because you can, I don't like to take pills, I take enough with my thyroid and all that, so I throw them right into the septum limit, which I swallow it. But the other ones, you throw them into your shake, why? Because the capsules are better sugar.
I throw anything in
there. And that will sustain us because we don't think, again, going back to the way we think, when you are diabetic, your processes are much slower in your body, and therefore you can be very grumpy and kind of have a, you can be upset about food because it is an enemy to you. You're trying to keep in your sugar and rice, and you've got to spend all the time.
There's a battle inside your body.
I have to check my sugars and it is, and it's just a battle of the mind. But I wanted to make sure that we touched on those other points, because we only got to
go. Ah, bueno, that is the order. Yeah, it goes back to
back.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, again, you know, make sure that what you're eating, the nutrition, that's giving you folic acid, and zinc, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin C, and something. And one of the things that I might be eating is plenty of water helps the immune system. Water helps also carry oxygen to the cells, and it flushes out toxins in the body. you know, need to say, I've got a little thing here with your, although your brain accounts for less than 2% of your total weight, it consumes approximately 20% of your available oxygen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes people go, oh, I can't remember this.
Think about this, guys.
And let me just say, I'm so sorry. Water is water. It's not including any juice you took, any Coke you drank, any ice cream you drank. All of that does not count.
You can do electrolyte water, so that's like a smart water or something like that. But it's water.
You have to have that water.
Now think about this, guys. Any fire that we've ever been told about, how do you pull a fire? You start the oxygen, right? How do you keep the fire going? Give it the oxygen, right? Your brain, it emits electrical pulses all through it. Electricity is a form of fire. It needs oxygen to be able to communicate. And the only way it gets that is when you're drinking water. So the problem comes from oxygen.
So many people are
aware of
brain fog. And it doesn't matter the age. This is what we're saying.
You see my children, they're young though.
And you talk to them and they're like,
oh, you ever met somebody that's a space cadet? Like, you just look at them and they're like,
okay. Well, and with that said, I mean, especially, I mean, this year, I don't know what the statistics were, but I'm sure you've heard them about people drinking a lot more alcohol. And that is something that, you know, not good at all. I mean, your alcohol has to be in moderation. Everything in moderation, and then, of course, adequate sleep. You know, we've talked about this in other shows. Your sleep is super important to get your immune system up so that you can fight all the infections and everything going on.
You know, people look at things like employment as being a burden. And what did we have this last year? A lot of unemployment. A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I got so much time to do. I'm going to fix my house. I'm going to do this. These 10 weeks, Tim and I, a furlough from GM. We didn't do not half of the things that we had on the list to do. And thank the Lord that he wasn't raised to drink, but he sure loved his servers while he was off. I mean, when I look at my bill of what I spent,
sugar.
And it's just as bad.
And alcohol is sugar.
Alcohol is sugar, yes. The deal is that you can look at, here's these examples all through society. And so if we can remember to be grateful for the blessings in our life. The way that you look at things, like you lost 32 pounds, but you're focusing on the thing you don't know. Don't do that. Don't just see what you get as a blessing. Enjoy your successes. There's one race that you run, and you need to be the winner of your race. Bible tells you that. You want to be the winner of your race.
So all of these things are steps to avoid infection. Another thing is that, you know, some things are simple. As soon as you walk in your house, wash your hands with soap and water. I mean, this gel stuff, okay, when you're at the store or somewhere else, but at the end of the day, I mean, you're going to become immune to that stuff.
And you know, not much to say that with soap and water. To be honest, I took a course because when you go to the senior citizen and the lady gets out, she said, wow, it's not so much of a soap. It's the friction of the two of them. That's what's getting the junk out. Water, if there's no soap there, it's fine. Just get under with the friction, and that's how we get over there for junk.
For the people that like to count, like myself and my father, you count to 20, doing one motion, as a whole. Then you go, you count to 20. Then you count to 20.
And you know, with kids, I mean, when my grandbabies, I take them to the park and or to the store, whatever. As soon as we walk in the house, Mommy, what do we need to do? Wash our hands, Grandma. Go and wash your hands. You know, you teach kids. You teach, especially my flavor. Oh my God, he eats everything. She puts everything everywhere. And
she's serious.
Sophie is. Sophie is. I'm Team Sophie all the way. Team Gabby as well.
I
don't have any children yet, so I just team whatever your child is.
I'm
going to
have them tomorrow. So anyway, you know, the sleep and minimize your stress.
I want to make sure that because we are, to be realistic, there are a lot of us that don't like to wear masks. And I got that. I completely understand that. And that's right. And that's why we do things like wash our hands and keep our distance from people. I do agree with the keeping the 6 feet and washing yourself. But there are a lot of us that for work, for example, I've got a, I have a friend that's listening, and she has a job where she has to right now wear a mask, and she doesn't agree with it, but that's her job, and she's honoring her God-given, God gave her a job when she asked for it, and so she's doing that. She's also helping people at her job with vaccines, because she's not one of them. And she puts it on Facebook, so it's not anything that I'm saying that she doesn't, whatever, you know, I'm not that kind of person. But she has to wear a mask. Take a moment to wash that mask. So, guys, wash your mask.
Wash your mask.
Put on guard for the moment. But when you get home, take your mask off and toss it in the washing machine. Because the heat will kill those germs. I love all the women. Like myself, I'm in a little business. I was wearing a mask. But, you know, you got to wash them. And I would tell people, wash your mask every day. You're done with the day. Wash them like you do your underwear, guys. Wash them every day. Like, wash them every day. You got to. But while you're out, keep your on guard on you. Spray it on there. Put, this is what I said, that somebody said, well, if you don't have the spray for on guard or the oil, but you have the beadless, right? Take the beadless, open, put your mask on, open your mouth, and breathe real deep out into your mask. In the very least, you will get the particles from the on guard into the mask that will be in your saliva. Things that don't work is not washing those 12-1 things. Putting them on the bottom of the car floor where your feet are and then picking them and putting them on your foot. I'd rather you get grabbed by the disposable. And please don't litter bags. It's absolutely disgusting. When you're done with your disposable, throw it away.
I hate to go to the store and see masks. On the floor
everywhere.
And that's just some, I mean, I like throwing stuff, you know, but that's one thing I'm not thinking.
So let's get into your teeth and your gums, and then,
you want me to read? Yeah. The oral health may be a reason for underlying health conditions, especially the heart. Proper cleaning and hygiene will help your teeth and gums to stay healthy. Brush your teeth as recommended by your dentist, avoid sugars and acidic foods, and brush your teeth after consuming your food. Keep your pH levels outstanding by eating and drinking water. I just want to say, I mean, go see your dentist every six months and do a cleaning. That's the first thing you need to do. I mean, and if you don't have insurance, don't worry about it. It's like $50. $50 to do a cleaning.
Especially
if you don't have insurance and stuff. But get it done. And if you do have insurance, it's free.
I was about to say, it's covered twice a year, guys.
Yeah.
So you have one full exam and two cleanings a year on most plans.
Yeah. Especially the young generation. I don't know what the deal is, but they don't want to see the dentist. Guys, I mean,
forget cavities. I had a root canal infection
that
went all the way just underneath my eye.
If
it would have hit my eye, it
would have gone directly to the face. Yeah, Daniel, my son, he just had to get a tooth. He had a root canal, and they did a bad job, and he lost his tooth. But if he would have touched it on time, they would have probably fixed it. You know, but some things that you can do. The remedies, we have myrrh, clove, melaleuca, tea tree, cinnamon. You can rub it in your gums. If you have, your gums can get inflamed. And unfortunately, even if you do the cleaning, once in a while you have to do this really deep cleaning that you have to go through it. Because there are people that have problems with gums and things. So you have to get that taken care of.
Or people like myself that's gone to chemotherapy, who's getting marshmallow teeth, or you just bite down all of a sudden they break, and they just squish out. And you're going, what just happened? I was just breathing.
And let me give you a wake-up call. Fluoride that comes in toothpaste. is the worst thing that you can use for money. And search it.
Do your homework.
Do your homework. You have to get yes. My grandbabies love my toothpaste. He said, no, we have to use grandma toothpaste.
Yeah, and it's on guard toothpaste. So you would think that the kids would go,
They love it. And I teach them, you know, to use very little because we need very little of it. No.
And I'm one of I do that, and I know I'm not the only one that does that. You know, but the thing is, like they say, if you miss something with your medicine, don't double up. Just do it the right way the next time. So see if you get one good. And I prefer using charcoal and our coconut oil, dip it in, then drop the long guard, and in my mouth it goes.
That's it. Baking soda.
Mm-hmm. Baking soda if you don't have the charcoal.
But if you already have gums that are bleeding, you can actually keep on your put a drop of lime, all of this, and second thing, slowly rub it on your gums. So that'll help you.
It takes the
inflammation away.
Yeah, if you go to the dentist and they're trying to keep you like the dry socket or anything like that, they'll give you a piece of cotton that they've rolled up or muslin, and they dip it in cove oil and shut it down right in there. Mm-hmm. And so when I went in and my doctor, I was waiting on it. Cap over here in the front, and it was going to hurt, and he goes, can you come in, we'll just go in and put some, a little thing. I said, are you going to put silver? And he goes, yeah, and I said, I got some at home, and he says, send me the picture. I sent it to him, he goes, oh, don't care, great, yeah, go ahead, just take a drop and put it right behind.
And put it on your, it's called the one that you put on your clothes, is it?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it that he just went, oh, don't care,
And you know what, one more worst thing is that if sometimes, if you don't know why you're having headaches, it could be related to your mouth.
Yeah.
So you need to check that out.
Let's take a moment to have a commercial.
Yeah, I just want to point out your open urine mention. You're having what is called a finger pop show. It will be airing. But anyway, if you're interested in being on a local TV under the Freedom Talk show, our producer is a manifesting again, but anyway, it's a 1-hour episode and really cheap guy because $750 an hour and you're like reaching 18 minutes.
That's your story.
And the show is a weekly show with 4 hours, 7 days a week. It's not running all the time. And so, anyway, if you're interested in that, please contact Marlo Mogherini, she's the executive producer. And it's at 1076 West Park Road, Santiago, Texas, 72213. And the number is 682-970-8703. And also, you can get on the website, www.marlomogherini.com. Or www.marlomogherini.com.
And I'll put that up in my
description. I mean, this is awesome, guys. I mean, so if you're an author, if you're on the month or something, you can see what you want to do. Anyway, if you've got something you want to promote, please, guys, that's amazing. And the product is pretty inexpensive.
And the host is Marlo Mosley again, and she is got a book out.
Yes, she's the author of, she has a portion of this is a, what do you call
it's
that?
It's a compilation.
A compilation of different authors, and it's called Sold Out Volume 2. Now, her story is called Liquid Love, and it's on page 43. And I just started reading it,
and it's on Amazon, guys.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon.
Or you think comes to the
sold out. If you're in Texas and Arlington, you can come to the mansion. But for those of us that are not, Amazon has it for you. So, and I think that for people that like to read on Kindle version is less expensive, but you have an Amazon.
Yeah. And it's like inspirational stories on beating the odds with radical faith and faith. And if you're looking for a home church, you want to talk about your house of worship.
If you're looking for a home church in the audience in Texas area, please consider coming to the church.
We are on 2704 West Park Road, and it's Antigo / Arlington. You know how it's been street divided, right? And we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. And everybody is welcome. We're a multi-generational, multi-racial congregation people. What do you mean community? And I'm like, it's not a community, you don't live there. So it's a congregation, yeah. But it is in the community of faith and welcome. And we are building our church. So we're small, but we have a lot of and we have innovation. So and we're always looking for input and for other people to come through and be able to share their life with us. And then leave them, we never hear from them again. Those are the people that come in and the gym that they want to share themselves with us and let us be a part of your life and be there as a resource for you as well. So that's for the community. And it's on Facebook, on Hospital, and we do video every Sunday for this. You're welcome to check. With that said, we want to let you know that if you have any questions regarding the show as far as the community, contact us via a private message. Facebook Messenger. But also, you know, you guys can go right to the page and type those questions there, and you get them immediately. So, and I respond. I would say I respond to that generation that has it. But we still have a few minutes, so you ain't packing it up yet.
Yeah,
boy, they want to get out of this.
We have something I wanted to say I said about the oxygen. And so we have oil that particularly has been inhaled to the nose or topically applied, and they actually increase your level of oxygen.
Well, it's just like frankincense. I mean, that's just top oil, and I mean, it goes through the brain barrier. And it's a great inspiration
for those of us that are my generation that we love going to Ren Fairs and medievalists and all that. But you know, I always wondered why I loved it going to Miami. You go to Ren Fair and everybody is mellow.
Cedarwood, bergamot, peppermint, sandalwood, it is the oil of choice with any kind of
and a great inflammation
I was 25. My dad was 45. Right? He was 45. I think when I was 25. When my dad was 45, he had open heart surgery. Yeah, what they call it. You know. They don't do that anymore. But around that time, I got really hypersensitive about my cardiovascular health. This is very traumatic. And so when that happened, all of a sudden, I was diabetic. Then all of a sudden, my sugars were, my A1C was up 12, 13, 15, y'all.
You think that's bad and because of stress?
I think it was all stress-induced, but it was present in my body. Just like the cancer cells were present in everybody. But the stress compiled it, and it just there it went. So around that time, my A1Cs were so high, I've never been able to get them. And I had tried every insulin, every pill, every trial that they had, medical trial too. And so I went I lost weight because I had gained it from being inflamed from medicine, so it wasn't natural. But my A1C, you guys, is 7.7. I have never, ever seen it get below 10. So having it that way, and I'm thinking, what did I do different? And people will immediately go, oh, well, you lost weight. No, baby. I lost 100 pounds and still was high. It wasn't that. What it was making sure to be consistent with my supplementation, to be consistent eating, to be consistent in taking the medicine that was prescribed to me, and consistent in finding time to meditate. Finding time to meditate on myself. And finding time to let itself to the know is learning part of the know. And so, with that, guys, remember, don't stress yourself. Don't you mean, especially those mamas and daddies out there that are at home dealing with their fellows and babies. And we hope that while you listen to us for this hour, that it could be a time of meditation and maybe a fun for you. That's our goal. So again, reach out to us. And let's clear it up.
I thank the person that's listening, the numbers from the Father God, and everything that we've talked about, the people in your sight. Lord, we thank you for saying that we want to glorify Father God and to glory the Lord. The Lord, you just give me all the glory and praise and bless everyone, all the rest of the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
All right, y'all. Go forth and take care.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. Give us a call and round up the comments. Send us a message. Say bye, Lanise.
Bye. We are still on the radio. So there you guys go. Have a wonderful day, guys.